TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
Off a new thing, couldn't take it all, so I gave her un ching. She called me top shot, yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings, and I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up.
But the bitch is out. Chanel croc bags, they ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine. Lit it up, pop, I hit him up. I'm talking color money, purple yin and blue germ. I got brown lira, I ain't talking about raw. Bitch, I'm not going Viagra. That means I'm on the way up. And you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high. Hop in the helicopter, Uber said, go on the way.
What you need? My nuts run the game, we ain't never leave. Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep. You got V12, I got 12 V's. Got bottles, got hats.
I'm all the way.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way.
I'm all the way up.
603 out there on the west, 903 Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. We're back. Happy New Year. Or as Fetus asked, how's your spirit feeling? 2018. And we all the way up. Hey, it's time to thrive. Did you know it's National Mentoring Month? What is a mentor? I'm a mentor. Are you a mentor? I have mentors. I actually am a mentor. We're going to talk about that and more because it's time to thrive on a Monday. Man, we are already day 22 into 2018, and I believe we are probably about maybe 22. Well, no, it's maybe a day. No, we are. This is day number 3. The shutdown is government. Is it day 3?
Yeah.
Yes, 3.
But it's supposed to be open tomorrow because these assholes finally got it together. Why did it take them 72 hours beyond the deadline to do it, and they had the capacity to do? Listen, we need to send all new people to the Hill in 2018. You down? I'm down. Hey, all the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up. Shackle it. What's up, man? All the way up?
I'm all the way, and I'm definitely up on that idea of sweeping the Hill clean and starting afresh.
Let's just sweep it clean and start anew. Because they lost their damn minds. I mean, any company was, I mean, just open and vulnerable to all of these hacks and whacks coming across the water. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the CDC shut down.
They are.
Yeah,
and then on top of it, they're the only ones out of a handful of people to get paid. Oh, get the hell out of here! Mm-hmm. All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina, where I can smell it. Yeah, she got it popping in the kitchen. I can freaking smell it. Give it up for Fee. What up? It's not Wednesday.
Hey.
What am I?
Yes.
You up?
I am good. Yes, I'm great. And I am in agreement. Let's just throw the whole damn cabinet away. Start fresh. Start over.
Yep.
Throw them all away. Yes, we don't need none of them.
Jared, I like you doing a good remodeling.
Yes. Ooh, clean sweep.
Oh, my goodness. All the way live from Charlotte. We got the whole crew. North Carolina, give it up, Madam Bosty. I saw that flick, girl. We saw that flick, girl. What up, Bosty?
You know. Good afternoon in the morning time. What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
You're doing well. What is the weather in Charlotte and in South Carolina? Because Atlanta was actually a beautiful day.
It was
gorgeous.
It was gorgeous
in Columbia.
Yeah, it's 57 degrees here right now.
Oh, we'll take 57 over 15 any day.
Absolutely. And rain over snow.
Absolutely. Yes. It was 66
for a day. It snowed in for a couple of days or two.
Pretty good.
Sorry.
Oh, man. I mean, you were snowed in, and I didn't get snowed in. I was out in Omaha last week, but it was a whopping 1 degrees on Tuesday when I arrived. And I think it probably got up to, like, it was
balmy.
Probably a heat wave at 22 when I left.
See, that's nothing to even – I wouldn't even repeat.
Disrespectful.
That's like yes, you took it out of my mouth. Straight disrespectful.
But isn't it
walk outside and the wind just slap you.
It was so cold up and down the East Coast that when it was in the high 30s, you know, we were ready to come outside with no coats on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
That's the kind of cold that your coat needs a coat.
Right. Yeah.
If Donald
that's
Trump
like you gotta have a 40 below coats on.
Mm-hmm.
Climate control is lacking right now. He's on a planet all by himself. They all realize that it was 28 degrees in Tampa, Florida last week.
Mm-hmm. They had ice on the roads.
It snowed in Texas, Louisiana, Florida. Like, it snowed in places it hadn't snowed in like over 30 years.
And where there shouldn't be snow. Right? There was snow in places
Jesus.
There shouldn't be snow. And
Jesus just isn't pleased.
Listen. Folks, we got to start taking care of the earth a little bit better.
Or
it's going to continue to spit in our face. How about that? Hey, it's time to thrive. Mm-hmm. That's our topic tonight. We're talking about National Mentoring Month. What is a mentor? Fee, what's a mentor to you?
Someone that I could learn from. Someone who's been down the path that I want to go, and they can kind of show me the ropes and the ins and the outs, the good and the bad. And when I fall, they're there to pick me up. You know, that's
absolutely.
When I think of a mentor, that's what I think of.
Yeah, I think that's a great description of a
very
mentor
good.
In your own words.
Very good.
Definitely. Hot chocolate.
Fee summed it up very, very well. I'm struggling to add something to that. She summed it up perfectly for me.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Boston, would you add anything or, would you add anything? That's the first question. To what a mentor is to you? I'm talking to
Are
Madam
you
Boston.
On mute, Boston?
Oh, y'all know I was on mute. I'm talking on mute.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Thank you.
I think that should be a part of her new introduction. And if she's on mute.
Yeah.
Would you add anything to mentoring? Would you add anything to that?
What, I don't know about add to it, but from my perspective, mentoring is like guidance. Because, I mean, different people represent different things to us, right? And, like, whereas, you can find mentors that are, like, you know, career-specific or life path-specific, but then you have some people who are just positive entities in your life, period. And they don't have to know exactly, you know, what it is that it's not specific to anything besides just helping you guide through life.
Oh, absolutely. And I heard guide, right? I mean, when I think of guide, I think of coach, certainly teach, someone to lead you. You know, mentoring at its core, I think a lot of people think of youth and young adults when they think of mentees or mentoring. But let me tell you something. I mean, as an adult, as a leader who leads leaders, I have mentors. Not only am I a mentor, but I have mentors. And, you know, a mentor applies to a kid just like a mentor applies to an adult. Boston, I think it's a combination of what all of you all stated. But I think, you know, Fee, when you said someone who's already doing what you want to do, that is ideally, you know, why you should acquire a mentor. A lot of times we spin our wheels trying to figure things out when, you know, we can connect with people who've been there and done that, and you don't have to spin your wheels as much. There's two ways to learn. You know, you can learn from your own mistakes, or you can learn from other people's mistakes. It's certainly easier and cheaper to learn from other people's mistakes. You know, mentoring really guarantees, you know, people that there is someone who cares about them, assures, you know, that they're not alone, whatever they're dealing with, day-to-day challenges, things like that, you know, and, you know, it lets you know that you have someone you can actually lean on. I mean, research confirms that quality mentoring relationships actually have positive impacts on people in a variety of personal, academic, and professional situations. Ultimately, I mean, mentoring connects young people to personal growth and development. I mean, social and economic opportunities as well. You know, yet one in every, you know, I think three people will grow up out of mentor. And this is pretty critical. I mean, really, think about personal development, social and economic opportunities. I mean, a mentor can help you get a job that you weren't even qualified for. Because it's not about who you know. A lot of times it's about who knows you. See, we are thinking it's all about who you know. Who you know, guess what? We all know Oprah. Oprah don't know our ass.
Right.
Yes, very good example.
So it's not about who you know. It's really about who knows you. I mean, adults, let alone young people who were at risk of falling off, they got a mentor, and guess what? 55% of them were more likely to be enrolled in college just because they had a mentor. 78% more likely to volunteer somewhere because their mentor planted the idea of volunteering. 90%, you know, are interested in becoming a mentor because they had a mentor. And then 130% more likely to hold leadership positions because they had a mentor. Tonight we're talking about the need to thrive. It's time to thrive. If you came into 2018 feeling stuck, feeling busted, feeling like you still, you know, got some of that residue, some of that yuck on the bottom of your shoe from 2017, listen, your answer is tied up and tangled up into acquiring a mentor. Acquiring a mentor. It's not always easy or can change your life for the positive, but you just can't connect with anybody thinking that it's going to work. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. It has to be, again, a healthy mentoring relationship, a productive mentoring relationship, a quality mentoring relationship. It can't
do
be
your research
where you turn into where you sleep in with your mentor.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Well,
come on now. We'll sleep with anybody. We'll sleep with anybody now. Come on, everybody get horny. Everybody get horny. No, let's talk about it.
Not your man. Well, yeah, and it happens.
I can't listen
to
you if I'm mad at you.
What I'm saying is, you have to go into this situation intentional, and there has to be some lines of demarcation. You enter into a mentoring relationship specifically for personal, academic, or professional growth or development that leads to social and economic opportunities, right? When you lay down, it takes all that off the table. So don't put yourself in that situation. We're talking about quality mentoring relationships. This is what I would actually suggest someone to do. How do you acquire a mentor? How? First and foremost, you have to look for people who are doing what you like to do. If you want to open up a construction company, you should probably look to acquire a mentor who has either done construction or either owns a construction company. Me personally, I want to talk to the owner of the construction company.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to open
straight
up
to the top,
a beauty salon or a nail salon, right? The one thing about successful people, and this is the God honest truth, and you will never know until you put on your big people clothes, right? And you go ask some questions and have a conversation. But most successful people are very willing to share information. People who are successful, they're not stingy with information and sharing as to how they got there. It's the people that front like they there who are not there, who are stingy with information because they don't want you to beat them to the punch. I'm just trying to help you to understand how to separate the rich from the people who act like they rich, from the successful from those who are acting like they successful, right? I mean, people who are successful don't mind sharing. That's how you can tell. Do you all have
very
any mentoring experiences, good, bad, or indifferent, that you want to share?
I had a chef that I idolized for quite some time. She was really, really big in this area. And I just really went to her to try and figure out, once I moved here, how to develop clientele. You know, I'm coming from Virginia to South Carolina. You know, did you go out to corporations? And this lady basically said to me, you know, you're going to have to figure that out on your own. You know, basically, you know, you're asking me how I did it, and ultimately you're going to be my competition. I was like,
intimidated.
Wow.
You intimidated her.
Wow.
I believe it, but guess what? She wasn't quite there yet, and she was honest.
She wasn't.
That's an honest statement, because most people, you know, unfortunately, you know, who are trying to grind, they are intimidated by some people who are coming along beside them.
Right.
Interesting. I can tell you my mom,
but
who owns a floral shop in Hampton Roads, experienced the same thing. I mean, you know, she had other business owners to flat out tell her, You know, unfortunately, I can't tell you that. But again, it was honest intimidation, and it was people who weren't quite as successful. And, you know, every coin made a difference, and you're going to run into that.
Right.
And it actually made me go harder.
Right.
Right.
You know, it made me go harder, and it made me push, you know, and go outside of my comfort zone, you know, because I feel like it's enough out here for everyone to eat and to eat good.
Very true.
You know, I'm definitely, you know, and I'm definitely not trying to take coins out of anyone's pocket, because if you think about it, when have you ever seen Wendy's compete with McDonald's? They could be right next door.
To your point,
there's no
out here for,
you know,
everyone. Yeah, the one thing that we have an issue with, and when I say we, I'm going to call it out, people who look like me, we have an issue thinking that scarcity is an issue, and scarcity is a mindset. Do you really understand that we live in a world where there's enough wealth for everyone to wrap around the earth 100 times and back? That's really how much wealth exists. Scarcity is a mindset. You not wanting me to get ahead is just that's how some of us were raised. And I can't, you know, change the fact that you're from a hating family, but guess what? You won't hold me back. You won't hold me down. I'll go find another mentor. And that's, Fee, you said it. It should make you grind harder because you're trying to hold me back.
Right.
It's not for one. We're talking about thriving. It's time to thrive, regardless of folks trying to hold you back, not trying to share information. It's National Mentoring Month. And guess what? We're trying to encourage you to go out and get a mentor who can help you to take it to the next level. Anybody else want to share about a mentoring experience, good, bad, or indifferent?
No.
I've been trying to think of one specific. But I can't really.
I mean, I think that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, when I think about mentoring, like I stated, it's someone who's gone down that path. And it's not necessarily, for me, the culinary path. I've kind of latched on to mentors when it comes to my finances. Someone and say, look, that's not a smart move. Or, you know, maybe, you know, you should do it this way in order to get what you're trying to accomplish. So I guess in that realm of things, I have several different mentors in different avenues of my life, if that makes sense.
Right.
It does.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's pretty much how it works for me. I mean, when you think about education, when you think about finances, when you think about daily life, when you think about career, you know, those mentors may be different, the people that you swivel to. And folks, think about this. You may have a mentoring type of relationship in place already through a close friend or a family member. Some of us have friends that are very honest with us. And that's really what mentoring is all about. It takes honesty as a first step to help to guide you and coach you and teach you. That's really what it's about. And some of us have some really good friends that don't tell us what we want to hear, but tell us what we need to hear. And it helps to coach us and direct us. And that's really what it's about. You know, I can tell you in the life of a young person, by being a consistent adult, having an adult presence in a young person's life, you know, mentors can offer service, you know, share life experiences and help a young person, you know, navigate through challenges. And we know how bad young people are dealing with challenges living here in America today. And so they could use, you know, some good advice, specifically career-wise. I mean, you know, people, not even young adults and kids, but adults, you know, need help when it comes to setting goals, career goals, and literally executing, taking that next step to help those goals become a reality. I mean, using personal contacts to help people network within specific industries, right? Find internships, locate jobs. that's what relationships are really about. Mentoring relationships provide those opportunities. They introduce people to resources and organizations that they may not be familiar with, and they also introduce skills, you know, job-seeking skills, interview skills. And guess what? Some people need some skills on how to keep the damn job once you get it, because most of us, we get the job, but some of us don't know how to keep the job. And that's what
Talk
mentors really help us to understand, how to stay on a job, you know, and how to work with people that don't look like you. I will challenge anyone who has had a mentor who's really looking to take their career to the next level. Look for a mentor who does not look like you. That's the ultimate challenge. Mm. Find a mentor that doesn't look like you. I recently was challenged to find a mentor who did not look like myself, as I am taking my career to yet again another level. Had the phone interview today. They said I'm
okay.
Okay.
They pushed me along to the next But I can tell you, I had to reach out to folks that didn't look like me, because I need a finance skill set that I'm not comfortable with. And so, you know, I manage millions of dollars. And this next level, I'm going into managing hundreds of millions of dollars. And I don't even like counting my own money and being responsible, let alone somebody else's money. So some insight to millions of dollars. And unfortunately, I don't have a lot of friends that count hundreds of millions of dollars on a regular basis. You know, I tried to call up CeeLo. She told me she only had a few. She didn't have hundreds of millions. So I need to get a mentor who can help me. And that's what this thing is about. It's time to thrive, folks. And folks are going to thrive around you whether you thrive or not. So why don't you get your ass up and thrive too? It's National Mentor Month. Get up, get out, and get one.
I'm trying to thrive too. When you meet them people who manage and handle and count, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, make sure you're going to introduce me to them, please. I'd like to know them as well.
And me as well. Mm-hmm. And me as well.
Oh, well, I do know them. I have met them, so we're going to have to all connect at some point, because they are coaching me as we speak.
Well, that's
lovely. Lovely. Look, can I just
folks,
touch the hem of your garment? Come on now. Come on, somebody.
Listen, I came in too. Now y'all work closely with me now. We haven't been on the air because we've been making money moves. We don't have to.
There
listen.
You go.
What we will do is we will share information with you. We will not take you down to the river. That's not our responsibility. But
okay.
I will tell you where the river is, and I'll meet you there. Folks, this is a new year. You have got to put, you got to be just as eager and focused on your career and your success as the next person. Nobody's going to do it for you. We're back Wednesday, 9 p.m., but we chopping it up with Fee. Hey, thanks for rocking the whole crew here tonight.
Yeah.
It's National Mental
Whatever you do.
Get up, get out, and get one.
Whatever you do. Oh, go ahead, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do it well.
I'm done. You didn't do that too well, but we get it.
Hey, hey, Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Good night.
Good night.
Are that crew, that team, that laughing network? We are TMI Radio Live, the Social Lab. Good night.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show.
I'm live. I'm live.
See him live, 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 see him live